Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu Commission Rates Edge Below National Average, 2026 Survey Finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Honolulu is 5.51%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. For Hawaii professionals, this benchmark helps set competitive pricing and informs client conversations about local market norms. Review the full Honolulu Commission data /listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission/Hawaii/Honolulu/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, HI Commission Rates, What Sellers Pay and How Pros Can Adapt. A new guide breaks down average real estate commission costs for selling a home in Hawaii and explores ways sellers can reduce their expenses. Local agents need clarity on prevailing commission structures to competitively position their services and communicate value in Hawaii's market. Review the HI commission breakdown to ensure your fee structure aligns with current market expectations. https://anytimeestimate.com/home-selling-average-real-estate-commission-rates/Hawaii. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. BLG Permit Info, Building Division Reports for HI Professionals. The page provides reports and resources regarding the permitting process with the building division. Real estate professionals in HI can use these materials to navigate local building permits efficiently. Access the reports and resources here, h/hawaiicountypublic-works-hawaiicountygs.hub.arcgis.com/pages-blg-permit-info. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Department of Planning and Permitting, UIPA.org. Department of Planning and Permitting is a in city and county of Honolulu on UIPA.org. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in HI. Read the source, /vote.org, entity, Department of Planning Permitting, Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, general public, obtaining copies of documents. For documents recorded prior to 1976, research can be conducted in our public reference room located at 151 Punch Bowl Seat, room number 123, every business day from relevant to real estate professionals operating in HI. Read the source, hdlnr.gov/general-public/. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Honolulu building permits to be issued faster with tech upgrades in HI. New digital tools are expected to provide applicants with faster feedback on their construction plans. Accelerated permitting timelines in Honolulu can significantly reduce project delays and carrying costs for real estate developers and contractors in HI. Review the full details here, /ofow.org/2024/03/honolulu-building-permits-permits are expected to be issued faster with tech upgrades director/. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Access Hawaii public records and property tax via NITR Online. NITR Online provides a portal for searching Hawaii public records, property tax information, and property details for Hawaii County. Real estate professionals in HI can utilize this resource to verify property tax status and access public records essential for due diligence. Visit hepublicrecords.netronline.com/state/hi/slowny/hawaii to access the search tools. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Hawaii Real Estate of Honolulu Public Access Portal now available for HI real estate pros. The City and County of Honolulu has launched a public access website for property and tax information. Real estate professionals in HI can now research Honolulu property records, ownership details, and assessment data online to support transactions and client due diligence. Bookmark hslap.qpublic.net/honolulu/ for quick Honolulu property record lookups. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. A five-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most HI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.